The American Coalition for Ethanol's 25th annual conference has come to a close. With me is Brian Jennings, who is Executive Vice President for ACE. And Brian, first of all, your reaction of how the conference went.
Well, we're just really encouraged and enthused about how the conference went. I know times are tough out there. A lot of plants are coping with high corn prices, and shutdowns are taking place. But we ended this conference on the most positive note I think we've ever ended a conference. And to have the Secretary of Agriculture deliver the message he did today, to really buck people up and to motivate them that they can make a difference if they just take the time to do so, was just a great message that really underscored what we were trying to accomplish on day one. But he did it so much more effectively, and people were really enthused. We're happy about it.
Well, and of course, the crop report came out this morning. All the ethanol organizations are responding to that, and you know how it might impact the increasing calls for a waiver of the RFS. What's ACE's reaction to that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people expected what the numbers were, 123 bushels an acre, about a 10.8 billion bushel corn crop. I think our message or our reaction is identical to what the Secretary's reaction was. We won't know how many bushels are produced until harvest. It is premature for the calls that have been made by those folks who have to waive the RFS. This clearly means that ethanol producers and other corn customers have some very challenging decisions to make between now and next year regarding how much they produce and how much corn they purchase and at what price makes sense or not to them. And so I think we're going to continue to see the market signals dictating what corn customers, including ethanol producers, do. It wouldn't surprise me to see more temporary shutdowns or cutting back of production. And, you know, we'll continue to monitor the situation. But the facts on the ground don't change despite today's crop report.
Now, this was the 25th anniversary. You marked 25 years of a grassroots organization for ethanol. As we move forward into the next quarter century, what are you looking ahead to?
Well, I think one thing that we need to make sure that we pay attention to in the next quarter century is that the grassroots are as important today and into the future as they have been the last 25 years. And the Secretary of Agriculture and others really underscore that message for us. And so we have a really important role to play in making sure that we're talking to people at the local level and the governors and the state legislators and getting people to vote the right way. And so that work will continue. But what I'm really encouraged about going forward, and it's sort of a different trajectory than we've taken in the past, is that instead of fighting with automakers, I think you're going to see the ethanol industry really collaborate with them. And there are some encouraging conversations taking place about how we can band together to get automakers the octane they need. We benefit because it will result in more ethanol and gasoline, and really taking advantage of some of these value propositions that octane plays for ethanol that is going to create market-driven demand for us in the future to a point where we won't have to rely so much on the government for help.
Well, speaking of automakers, it was a shame that a lot of people had to cut out after the Secretary's address this morning. You had someone from Chrysler here who had some really good things to say. Talk a little bit about his message and how important it was to have him here at the conference.
Yeah, we were really pleased to have Jim Frusti with Chrysler. And I need to say that General Motors and Ford have been particularly positive on this as well. But we were lucky enough to have a Chrysler representative today. And his message today was the RFS is important. We want to continue to support you and to support the RFS. In order to fulfill the RFS, E15 isn't going to get the job done. We need more ethanol and we need more octane. And their question to us is, when can you deliver a higher blend of ethanol in a very consistent way nationwide that contains more octane so our future engines that are direct injection and downsized and increased compression ratios and turbocharged can take advantage of that to meet fuel economy standards and to get the overall job done? And so this is going to be a long-term project with the automakers, but we have been talking with them for about a year, and the progress is being made, and so that's pretty exciting.
All right, Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks to you, Cindy, and Domestic Fuel for covering this event. I'm just, I know things are difficult out there for farmers, for ranchers, for ethanol producers, but we're really enthused by how our conference ended, and we're looking forward to fighting the good fight.
right. Thank you very much, Brian, and congratulations on a really, really great conference here at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.